We are beginning today's shir on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis on the last line where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ve'ein Machzir Nes HaShever. According to this girsa in the Mishnah, one is not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. The reason for this prohibition is because of the general Issur Midrabbanan on Shabbos to take medicine, unless one is in a serious medical situation. And the reason the Chachamim Asur taking medicine is because of the Gzeir of Schika Samimonim, that a person may come to be over on the Malach of Teichen grinding when he grinds up herbs to create medicines on Shabbos. So the Gemara comments on this phrase of the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Chana Bagadata, Rabbi Chana from Baghdad said, Amr Shmuel, he said in the name of Shmuel, and now we go to Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Halacha Machzir Nes HaShever. Halacha is that you could set the broken bone on Shabbos. Just the opposite of what it says in our Mishnah. So Rashi points out, because Shmuel is of the opinion that the correct girsa in our Mishnah is not Ein Machzir Nes HaShever, but Adarabba, the correct girsa is Machzir Nes HaShever, and that's why he paskins it is Mutter. The Gemara says a story. Rabbi Bar Chana, who came from Eretz Yisrael, Ikla Pumpadisa, he went to Pumpadisa, which is in Bavel, and Loy Al Lepirka de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was giving a shir, and Rabbi Bar Chana did not attend the shir. So Shadre La Adda Daila, so Rabbi Yehuda sent his attendant Adda, and Omar Lay, Rabbi Yehuda said to Adda, Zil Garbe. There are two pshatim in these words. Rashi says Zil Garbe means Kach Bigdoy Achiyavoy, as a security to make sure that he comes to the shir, take his garment, and he'll want to get his garment back, so automatically he'll come to the shir. The Rabbeinu Chananel says a different pshat, Zil Go Garbe, schlep him, drag him physically to the shir. Ozil Garbe, so the attendant did what he was asked to do. Either he took his garment or he physically schlepped him to the shir. Also, so Rabbi Bar Chana came. Ashkeche, he found Rabbi Yehuda the Kadorish, that he was saying a halacha pertinent to our Mishnah, to our sugya, Ein Machzir Nes HaShever. He had the girsa that we have in the Mishnah of Ein Machzir Nes HaShever, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying in the shir. Amar Lei, so when Rabbi Bar Chana heard what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chana Bagadata, this is what Rabbi Chana from Baghdad said, Amar Shmuel in the name of Shmuel, halacha, the halacha is Machzir Nes HaShever. Just the opposite of your girsa of the Mishnah, because the correct girsa in the Mishnah is Machzirin, and that's the halacha lemaisa that you could set a bone on Shabbos. The reason is because it's a sakanis aver. If you don't set this broken bone, you could lose the whole aver. Amar Lei, so when Rabbi Yehuda heard that, and Rabbi Yehuda had wanted, that's the very reason that Rabbi Yehuda had wanted Rabbi Bar Chana to come to the shir, because he wanted to hear the Torah of Rabbi Bar Chana from Eretz Yisrael. So when Rabbi Yehuda heard this comment from Rabbi Bar Chana, he said, Ha Chana Didan, you're quoting Chana from Baghdad, which he's from us. He belongs to Bavel. And Vahash Shmuel, and you're also quoting in the name of Shmuel, Didan, he also belongs to us in Bavel. So you would think that I would know this, V'loy Shamuli, and I had never heard this said over from Rabbi Chana in the name of Shmuel. So all these years I've been learning with the wrong girsa. V'lav Bedina Gabarteich, didn't I do the right thing? Wasn't I justified in schlepping you or your garment to force you to come to the shir? If you wouldn't have come, I would never have learned this all my life. So, Baruch Hashem, I did the right thing by forcing you to come to the shir. Continues the Gemara quoting the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishanifrika Yaday, someone who dislocated his hand, said the Mishnah, Lo Yitrifem Betsoinen, he shouldn't massage them with cold. Aval Roichet Sukadark, he washes himself normally, Vin Nisrap and Nisrap. And if he gets cured, he gets cured. So the Rishonim learn that the problem in the Mishnah is that a person should either, Lo Yitrifem means he shouldn't massage just that one limb. He should wash himself like normally. He washes one limb, another limb. If he only washes that one limb that got dislocated, then it's nikkered that he's doing it for a therapy. Memela, it goes into the general isser of doing things connected with medicine on Shabbos, the gzeir of Schika Samimonim. Or if he rubs it too vigorously, he does it with too much force, that particular aver, he massages it too vigorously, that itself indicates that he's doing it for therapy, and that is what the Mishnah prohibits. Says the Gemara, Rav Avi Havi Yosef Kamed Rav Yosef, Rav Avi was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, Shan Yule Yade, so his hand got dislocated, Amarlei Hachemai. So Rashi explains that he began showing Rabbi Yosef various therapies, and he was asking him, am I allowed to do these therapies to get my limb back into its proper setting? Can I do this? So he paskin, Rav Yosef paskin, usser. V'hachamai, what about if I try this method? Amalei usser, he said, that's usser. Adahachi isbach yarei. As time went on, so his hand got cured, and the dislocation stopped. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Avia, mighty boiloch, what was your hava mina? What were you asking? Can I do this therapy? Can I do that therapy? It's an open Mishnah. Hatznan, we learned in our Mishnah. Mishanifrika yadu aragloi. If somebody's hand or foot got dislocated, lo yitrifim betzainin. Avo roichetz kedarkoi, vim nisrapin nisrape. You can't do anything special, as we explained, that would indicate that it's a therapy, and it would go into the issur of schika samamonim, the gzeir of taking medicines and therapies on Shabbos. So what was your havamin? Is this therapy mutter? Is that therapy mutter? The Mishnah says clear that it's usher. Amar lei, so Rabbi Avi answered to Rabbi Yosef, v'loit nun ein machzir nisashever. Didn't we have the case before where the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to set a broken bone, and yet va'amar Rav Chana bagada to amar Shmuel, Rav Chana bagada to set in the name of Shmuel halacha machzir nesar shever? Why? Because as we explained, he had a different girsa in the Mishnah. So what did I see? I see a precedent that even though the Mishnah says don't do something, halacha lemaisa we paskin based on a different girsa that you could do it. So I was thinking maybe the same thing applies to the next case. The Mishnah said lo yitrifim betzainin, that if it gets dislocated, you cannot massage it with cold, and yet maybe halach lemaisa you are allowed to do it. That was my question. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded to Rabbi Avia, kula b'chada mechita mechitnu. Are you weaving them all with one weave? What does it mean? Hechad itmer itmer, hechad lo itmer lo itmer. Where we have taka change of the girsa, like was quoted in the name of Shmuel of Rabbi Chana Begadita. So that was an accepted change. So you're right. There we change, but where we never heard of any change, just to make up your own change. Why would you think that? So halacha lemaisa, he's telling him that ein echanami machzirin es hashever, a broken bone could be set. However, a dislocation cannot be put in. However, and the difference is that one is a sakonis aver, the other is not a sakonis aver, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, because when it's usher to massage it with cold, it's speaking about where it was only slightly dislocated. So there is no sakonis aver. Ein echanami, if it's totally dislocated, then it will have the same halach as a shever, as a broken bone, which you're allowed to machzirin as a shever, we paskin. So it was totally dislocated out of the socket, let's say, so you would be allowed to put it in. But our Mishnah was speaking about where it's not totally dislocated, so there is no sakonis aver. So there the halach is that lo yitrifim betzoinen. Hadron alachavis, hadron alachavis, hadron alachavis. The beginning of the next parak of Shoyel has to do with inyanim of mekach u'memkar, and we know that there's an issue to do mekach u'memkar on Shabbos, business on Shabbos, and it's one of two reasons, either because of mitzoy chavtzecha. Yeshaya Navi tells us that on Shabbos we should refrain from doing our regular weekday activities, such as business. Or a second reason is because the Chachamim made a gzeira, you're not allowed to do business, because usually in business you have to write things down in your ledger, you have to remember transactions, make a record of them, and as a result, we're afraid that if you were allowed to do business on Shabbos, you would come to write it down, which is one of the Lama Tes Melachas, and that's why they prohibited it. Says the Mishnah, Shoyel Odom Echaveroi Kadei Yain VeKadei Shemen. A person's allowed to borrow on Shabbos from his friend. barrels of wine or barrels of oil, ubelvad shelo yoim loy halveini, as long as he does not use the lashon of halveini. Now, we need to have to this sugya a small introduction, and that is that although in English there is no difference, someone borrows something, the other person lends it to the borrower, but we don't have different categories of lending things. Whereas in Lashon Kodesh, we have different categories, meaning that if I lend something to someone where I get back the very same item that I lent, for example, I lend someone a hammer, so then the Lashon is She'elah. Whereas if I lend something that will be consumed, if I lend someone something that's going to be consumed, and he's going to return something else in place of it. For example, I give him money. He's going to spend that money, and he's going to return to me other money. Or I lend him wine or oil, where he's going to use up the wine or oil, and he's going to return other wine or oil to me. The correct lashon to use there is halveini. So the Mishnah says that I'm allowed to borrow from my friend barrels of wine or barrels of oil, as long as I don't use that word halveini. The Gemara is going to be medayik, but if I use the word hashileini, even though it's a misnomer, because the correct wordage in Lashon Kodesh for wine and oil is halveini, because it's you're going to be getting back something different than what you lent, so you misused the word hashileini for wine or oil. But if in fact you did misuse the word and you used the word hashileini, you would be allowed to say it on Shabbos. The only word you're not allowed to say on Shabbos is halveini. What the difference between halveini or hashileini is, that we will see in the Gemara. V'chein ha'isha mechavrata, a woman from her friend, she is allowed to borrow kikroi, she's allowed to borrow chalas on Shabbos, and as long, again, the same thing, the same criteria, as long as she doesn't say to her friend, halveini. Now, by the way, in English, where there is no difference in words used for a hammer or money, so there you can't use anything to do, borrowing, lending, all those words. The only word you'd be allowed to use in English is give me. You wouldn't be in any way allowed to indicate that you're taking something by loan. But in Lashon Kodesh, halveini is aser, hashileini, as we will see in the Gemara, is mutter. V'meinu mamini, continues the Mishnah, and what happens if the person who is the malve doesn't trust the one who is borrowing from him? Maniach talisa atzlai, he's allowed to take a collateral, a mashkin. The Meiri points out, as long as he doesn't say, give me a mashkin, because that would already be like uvda d'choil, that would be prohibited, but he's allowed to say, give me how do I know I can trust you? And he can take it from him, as long as he doesn't outright say, give me a mashkin. So maniach talisa atzlai, he says to him, I don't trust you, how do I know I'm going to get back? So the guy says, okay, I'll give you my talis, that he's allowed to do. And after Shabbos, I'll make a cheshbon, how much do I owe you, and how much you have to pay me back? Of course, they're not allowed to make the cheshbon on Shabbos itself. The chain, Erev Pesach Yerushalayim, the same halach applies to Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim. Shechal Yois B'Shabbos, if Yud Dalid Nissen, which is Erev Pesach, comes out on a Shabbos, and on Yud Dalid Nissen we are Makriv the Korban Pesach, and what happens if I forgot? I should have on Friday prepared the Seh for the Korban Pesach, and I forgot, and I need to purchase a Seh for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. What do I do? So I do the same thing. I let the person know that we'll make a cheshbon after Shabbos, and meanwhile, if he doesn't trust me, maniach talisa yatzloi, I do the same thing, I give him my talis, v'noyte les pischoi, and I take my Pesach, and v'oisi my cheshbon la'achar yantiv. Notice the words of the Mishnah, I do it la'achar yantiv. Why? Because I can't make the cheshbon on Shabbos, I can't make the cheshbon on yantiv either. You may come to write things down. You can't make the cheshbon on Shabbos or Yontif. So Rashi says, on the third day, on the first day, Chol HaMoed, after Yontif, then I'll make the cheshbon for the Korban Pesach, which I took from you on Shabbos, Yud Daled Nissen, which was Erev Pesach.
He might write them Chol HaMoed.
What's that?
Even though he might write
if the Cheshire is writing, he might, okay, Cholamoyed for Dover Ovid, he could do it a Shinui, so then already that he would be permitted. Says the Gemara, Omerle Rava Bar Avchanan Labaya. Rava Bar Avchanan asked the following question to Abaya. Ma'ishna Hashileni, Umaishna Halveni. As we were Madaik in the Mishnah, you're usher to say Halveni in the transactions of the Shemen or the Yayin, but you are allowed to say Ashileni. He says, what's the difference if you say Ashileni? You say Halveni. Amarlei. So Abaya responded, Hashileni loy asilamichtav. If you say the word Ashileni, you will not come to write anything down. And the whole Isser over here, it's a form, it's in the Isser of Mekach HaMemkar, is because you may come to write it down. If I use a language of Ashileni, I will not come to write it down. If I use the language of Alveni, I will come to write it down. So Rashi explains, what is the difference? So says Rashi, we have a Gemara Makis, of Gimel on the base, Stam Halvo L'Shloishim Yoyim. So if I give you something which I'm not going to get back first for another 30 days, so I might forget that, so I put that down on my ledger, I shouldn't forget it. Is Mashra, what is Rashi saying? But She'elah does not last for 30 days. We don't say Stam She'elah Shloishim Yoyim. She'elah, I can ask it back from you today. I can ask it back for you tomorrow. So I'm not going to come to write that down because it's not a long-term loan. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil She'elah Mechaveroi asks on Rashi that Tosfos says it seems from a number of Gemaras that Stam She'elah is also L'Shloishim Yoyim. If I lend you a hammer, it's also L'Shloishim Yoyim. One of the Rayas Tosfos brings is from the Halach of Talus She'ula. The Gemara says in Menachos, Talus She'ula Kol Lamed Yoyim Paturim Minat Tzitzis. That the first 30 days it's Pot from Tzitzis. After 30 days it's Chayvin Tzitzis. So Midaraisa Talus She'ula is Pot from Tzitzis even after 30 days. It was only the Rabbanan who said that this is the way Tosfos understands the Gemara, that up till 30 days, people who see you with a talus without tzitzis on it will understand you borrowed it. People borrow a talus for 30 days. So you didn't put on tzitzis because talus was potter. But once you have it more than 30 days, then people say, hey, people don't usually lend for more than 30 days. So then it must be your own. Must be your own. Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? So the Rabbanu were geyser that you should put on tzitzis on a talus shu'ula, even though technically minatar it's potter, but there is, since people will suspect that it's your own thing, you have to put it on after 30 days. So L'chayr from that Gemara is a riot. At Stam She'elah is also L'shloishim Yoyim, just like Halvah. But then Tosfos comes to the defense of Rashi and says no. That it could be that Rashi Taka learns that Stam She'elah is not for 30 days. What does the Gemara mean over here? The Gemara means that since I could lend it up to 30 days, so people will, up to 30 days, they'll give me the benefit of the doubt. Oh, he probably lent it. More than 30 days, people usually don't lend. So they're already the Rabbanan were geyser. So it's not the pshat, according to Rashi, that Stam She'elah is Shloishim Yoyim. She'elah, really, I can ask back right away. By Halvor, when I lend you money, that Stam Halvor is Lamed Yoyim, I stam as I cannot even ask it back from you. I have no right to be tovayed back because when I lent it to you, I had a das for 30 days. But when I lend you a hammer, I lend you a garment, there I have the right, I'll be din, to ask, demand it from you back right away. The Gemara over there just felt that there's a dan lekav schus that for 30 days, maybe you lent it, and therefore there's no reason to make a gzeira that you should have to put on tzitzis. That's how Tosfos understands Rashi. The Rajb explains that the end of Tosfos, the re, goes back and says, no, really, I believe the Gemara is correct. The Menachos, the Pshat in the Gemara is that Stam She'elah is also L'Shloishim Yoyim. So what is the difference between She'elah and Halvah? So Tosfos says that since I use the wrong word, when I use She'elah, I'm using a wrong word connected with Yayin and Shemen, as we explained before. Because anything that you're going to get back something different than what you gave, you should have used the word Halveni. But once I use the word Hashileni, I'm indicating that in my mindset is something that I'm going to get back the same thing. And if so, I won't come to write it down. If my mindset is Halveni, that I'm giving you something and I'm going to get something else back, so that my mind is away from the thing that I'm giving to you, I better write it down. But if my mind is even wrongly, because it's one, you're not going to get back to say, it's a misnomer what you say. said. But the fact that I use the word Hashileini, so my mind is on it, I'm not worried that I'm going to forget, I won't come to write it down. So according to Rashi, it comes out, the difference Halveini Hashileini is the amount of time. Stam Halvo Lamed Yoyim, I better write it down. Stam Shail, I can demand it any minute back. Memela, I won't forget, I don't have to write it down. And according to Tosis, the difference is, did I use a lashon of getting back something else, Halveini, or did I use a lashon, I'm going to get this thing itself back, and then my mind is on it, I don't have to write it down. That's the two pshatim here in the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur, in the Rambam, everybody paskens like Rashi, that Stam Halvo Shloishim Yoyim, and Stam She'ela is not Shloishim Yoyim. I have a right to demand it back, the hammer or the garment that I gave you, I can demand it back right away, and I don't have to wait up to 30 days. The Gemara, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Va'kivin the bechoil zimn the boil lemeim le halveini va'amr le hashileini v'loy kapiti lave v'asel lemichdav." You're right. Normally, what do you have to say on wine or oil, like money, the lashon halveini? But sometimes people make a mistake and they use the Hebrew word hashileini even when it comes to things which you're going to give back something else than what you received. And so the person hears him saying, "Can you shoil me, can you be mashal me money," even though it was the wrong language, how will the malva take it? He's going to take it as a regular loan of money. And therefore, asi lemichtav, I don't care what language you used, I consider it as a halva. Oh, if I consider it as a halva, I better write it down. If so, freik the Gemara, what's the difference what language he used? B'shabes nami asi lemichtav, if the whole gzer is he might write it down, what do I care on wine or oil you used the wrong word hashileini, you should have used halveini, I'll consider it as if you said halveini, and I'll still write it down. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Leih, he responded, and we're not going to learn what's in the parentheses. B'Shabbos kivin dashileini, hu d'shar leih rabbanan, halveini lo yishar leih, since either according to Rashi or according to Tosis, whatever pshat you're learning, but there is a distinction between halvo and she'ela, and he knows that the only lashon that the Chacham we're not worried about is the lashon she'ela, min kara milsa v'asi l'michtav. So that itself, since he knows the Chacham and we're makbid on one word and not the other, if he hears on Shabbos the word Hashileini, that already in his mind registers that he should not write it down. The opposite, if he hears the word Alveini, that already he thinks in terms of writing it down, and that's what the Rabbanu were goyzer on. Amrle Rava bar Rav Chana Labaya. Now Rava Rav Chana asks another kasha of Abaya, which has nothing to do with the Gemara we're learning. We're going to, in this sugi, we bring three discussions between Rava bar Rav Chana and Abaya. The first one we already had, and now we go to a completely different topic. Rava bar Rav Chana asked the second question from Abaya. Michti Amru Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said the Gemara in Beya. Kol mili di yontiv, anything to do with yontiv, kama de efshel shnei mishaninin, even a malacha that we allow you to do on yontiv, but it involves physical exertion, so you have to try to do it in a shinui, in a different way than you usually do it in the weekdays. If so, hani nashi, these women, the malyan chatzivayu, that they fill up their pails with maya, their buckets with water, my time aloy mishaninin, you're dealing with a situation of tircha on Shabbos or Yontif. Our Yontif here we're speaking about in the Sugya, so why don't we make the women do it in a different manner than usual, as per that concept of Kama De'efshe L'shnei Mishaninin? So the Abaya responded, Mishum Doloy Efshe, here there's nothing that we could do to change it. Any way that you try to change it, we run into a problem. Hey Chalavdi, what are you going to do? The Malyim B'chatzah Rabbah, somebody who fills up the water in a big bucket, Limla B'chatzah Zuta, what are you going to tell them? Let's fill it up in a small bucket. Hakamavshi bi'lucha. It means they're going to have to make more trips to the source of the water. So you're going to make them walk extra. So what are you gaining? They're going to exert their body more by having to walk more. What about the malya b'chatzah zuta, the women who fill it up in a small bucket? Lamala b'chatzah rabba. You're going to tell them to fill it up in a big bucket. Kamavshi b'masui. You're going to make them carry each time that they carry something. It's going to be heavier. So Mimela, that's also not an Eitzah. You're making the work harder. I have a different etzer, continues the Gemara on Amud Beis. Nifra Sudra, what happens if you put over the handkerchief? The hecker will be on Yontif, you'll cover it over the handkerchief. No, we got a problem also. Asli de Schita. Let's say the handkerchief falls into the water, and then she may come to squeeze it out, and then she'll be over on Mefarek, a told the Dash, or Malabain, so Memela, that's also not an etzer. Tysus brings here a very big machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, which is written earlier in the Masechta. The Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from this Gemara that schita is only by water and not by wine. What was the Rabbeinu Tam's raya from this Gemara? Because B'emes, there's a Gemara in Beya, which Rashi quotes here also, that nifra sudra lavi. The Gemara says you could put a sudra on a pail of there it's speaking about kadeyayin. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why here do we say it's usur and there we say it's mutter? The Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik, but by water where it cleans it out totally, then you're over on schita. Mashen came by wine where even if you squeeze it out, the residue of the wine is seen in the garment. So memela, there's no isur of schita. The Ri disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri holds that schita is possible both by wine and by water. And it's interesting, if you look in Rashi here, Rashi quotes the Gemara, and Rashi answers according to our Girsa, Hasam bedavar yavish kamari. So Rashi says that over there where you put a sudra on, it's speaking about davar yavish. If that would be the correct text in Rashi, then it would come out that Rashi's being mechalik between liquid and dry. So liquid would mean any liquid would be either wine or water. However, the Bach says the correct Girsa in Rashi should be Hasam beyond the shaman kamari. So it comes out Rashi is saying exactly like Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara over there where it's mutter is speaking about yain or shaman where it doesn't get clean completely. So there you're not over from a laban. When are you over from a laban? Only by water. So it seems the way the Bach has our Rashi, the Rashi agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, Nageya, back to our sugya. You can't put a sudra on it because you're going to run into problems of schita. Nichseve be nichtema. What about I'll put a lid on it? That will be my shinui. If I have to put a lid on it, people are going to tie the lid to the barrel. And what's going to happen? That's also not an eitzah. Why? Zimnin, the mifsik, sometimes the lid will break off from the barrel, and the rope will snap. V'osi lemiktori, and he'll come to tie it, as Rashi says. He'll make a kesher shekayama, which is awesome of the raisa. He'll make a knot. So that's also not an eitzah. Hilkechloy efshir. So all of these different ideas on how to make a shinui all run into problems. Therefore, when you can't make a shinui, leave it, leave well enough alone. Don't touch it. The only time you make a shinui is where you're not making the situation worse. Now comes the third shaila of Rabbi Bar Chanan from Abaya, a completely different topic. We learned on Mishnah in Masechta Beya, Loi Misapkin. Rashi over here learns it means you don't clap cuff al cuff. You don't clap your hands together. Rashi in Beya says you don't slap your thigh. Veloi mitapchin. Rashi over here says you don't bang your heart. And Rashi in Beya says you don't clap. And on both of these things, and they're speaking about on Yontif, you shouldn't do this. And it's speaking about for Avelis, that's what they used to do. However, Tosfos here disagrees. Tosfos says if it was Avelis, it would be usher even on Chol HaMoed. And here it says only usher on Yontif. So Tosfos learns that Loi mitapchin, Loi mitapchin refers to Simcha. And the Isser is Al Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, that we're not supposed to clap or our thigh, our heart, our hands. V'loy Meraktim, we don't dance. That everybody agrees. Rashi and Tosfos speak about Simcha B'yantiv. We don't do it because maybe you'll use musical instruments, they'll break and you'll fix it. So therefore, the Rabbanon did not allow us even to dance and clap our hands. V'kochazin and Avdinin, V'loy Amrin Luv V'loy Midi. What's going on here? We see people doing it on Shabbos and Yantiv, and nobody says anything. Nobody gives them any musr toichacha. So Abaya asked them back, "L'tamech, according to you, hadamer Rava, that which Rava said, a person should not sit at the mouth of a mavui, which is surrounded on three sides, and in the front it has to have a heker of a lechi or a korah, a beam on top or a side post to show that it is a rishus ayachid. A person should not sit by the gate over there. Dilma migneder." Maybe a chavitz will roll out from the mavi into the rishus harabim, and he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and he'll take the item from the Rishus HaRabim back into the Mavi, which is a Rishus HaYachid. So the Chachamim made Gzeri, you shouldn't sit there. Ivek Chazin and Nami, or the Bach's gear says Nashi. We see these women, the Moisri Chatzur, they put down their buckets, V'yasvin, and they sit up, Pumad Mavoy, and they sit at the door of the Mavi, V'loy Amrin Luvulay Midi, and we don't say anything to them. So you have, why do you have a Kasha only about clapping and dancing? What about this problem? Ella, what you're going to have to say the following solution. Hanach Li Yisrael, leave the Jewish people alone. It's better that they should do it not knowing that it's wrong, as opposed to telling them that it's wrong, and now they know it's wrong and they'll still do it. So therefore we don't tell them, as we're going to learn, in certain situations you don't give a person mussar. Sover mina, so he thought, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan thought that what was Abaya telling him? Hani Mili Bid Rabbanan. That's when do you say the rule of Mutav Shu Shoyin Vayu Mizidin when it's Nagad Isra Rabbanan? Like clapping or dancing on Yontiv, or like sitting at the mouth of a Mavui, Avo Bid Raisa, where it's Nagad Isra de Raisa Loi. We wouldn't say this rule of Mutav Shu Shoyin Vayu Mizidin. I have to tell them it's wrong, even though I think that they're going to do it B'mezid. We don't say that rule. Veloyi, it's not true. We even say it by a deraisa. Loishna b'derabbanan, loishna b'deraisa makes a difference. Da taisus yom kippur deraisi. We learn out from Psukim that a person has to add time to Yom Kippur, that he's supposed to stop eating even before the correct month. You have to add time, and that's a mitzvah deraisa. V'kachazin lo dekaachlu v'shasi atchetach. And we see that people are eating till shkia, till the last second. They're not adding on any time to Yom Kippur. V'loim rinu v'loim mida. We don't tell them anything. Elmai zaraya that you don't only say this by din derabbanan, you say it even by a din the araisa. Lamaisa, there are in the halach and the mishabru, there's a few conditions connected to this. Number one, if the person does it b'mezid avada, you should tell them. It's only if they're doing it b'shaygig. Mutav shayu shaygig v'ayim zayin. And when do you say mutav shayu shaygig? That's only if you think they won't listen to you. But if they're very sincere people, and if you point it out to them, they will listen to you, so then you should tell them. And it's only something that's not mefurish in the Torah. But the Rosh says something that it's written black and white in the Torah, there is no halacha of mutav shayu shaygin. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if someone is a pyrrhic oil, he's a machal Shabbos for Hesia, there is no halacha that you have to give him musr. And even when you have to give a person musr, he's doing it b'mezid, he's not a pyrrhic oil, the Birki Yosef says it's only when yadena tkifa, in other words, when the bezdin has a power of bezdin. But if the bezdin is not powerful, it's powerless, then that halacha doesn't apply as well. Now, it comes out from our sugya that a person shouldn't dance or clap on Shabbos or Yontiv, and yet we see people doing it. All the camps do it. What's the pshat? So the Ramah says that this whole Isser was only in the time when they knew how to fix a klishir. But we who are ignoramuses in this, we don't know how to be misakin klishir. So einachanami, it's mutter. We're not worried of shami yisakin klishir. However, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better still not to do it unless a person is doing it for a dvar mitzvah. L'chayrav, a person is oisik in kirav, and this helps to be makarav, Jewish neshamas Hashem, would be considered a dvar mitzvah that a person could clap and dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Medicine on Shabbos, because we don't know how to make medicines.
And so too, a woman, the Mishnah continues, can take from her friend loaves of bread. But she shouldn't use the word halveini. As we mentioned before, you might come to write it down. The Gemara is medayik. But Shabbos who does, it's only us on Shabbos. Aval b'choil shaper domi. It's mashed from the Mishnah on the weekday you're allowed to do it. Lema mastis loike hill l'chara. Mishnah is not like hill this time. We learned in the Mishnah in Bab Metzia. V'chein hoye hill oimer. Hill used to say, loy silva isha kikr l'chavrta. There's a concept of saw b'saw. You're not supposed to give one measurement and get the same measurement back, unless you determined when you lent that measurement how much it was worth. Because otherwise, you owe me $2, and you'll give you back $2. Otherwise, we're afraid I'm going to give you a loaf, for example, which is worth $1. The price of wheat will go up, and I'll give you a loaf back, and that loaf will be worth $2. And it'll come out, it's not ribis deraisa, but it'll be a din of ribis derabbanan. Shema yukru chit. Maybe the chitin will go up in price with into boss. They rivers. So l'chayra, our mishnah is not like hill. The Gemara answers, no, a filotema hill. It could be going like hill. Ha'ba'aser, the kain stomach, ha'ba'aser, loy kain stomach. When are you allowed to do it in the weekday? Just not on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, but on the weekday you are. That's when there is a designated price. Everyone knows how much a loaf of bread costs. So then it's implicit when I lent it to you that you owe me back the worth of this loaf. And therefore we're not afraid that if it goes up, I'm going to give you back more. more. I'll give you back whatever it's worth, even though we didn't make up exactly how much it's worth. But in a land, in a place, a locality where it is like hide something, we don't know exactly how much it's worth, then Hillel was afraid that you shouldn't lend because you might get more back, and that would be ribbis rabban. The Ramal Lamaisa, Allah Lamaisa Paskins, that we're not chayshish for Hillel, and for small amounts of food where people are not makbid, getting back a little more, a little less, you are allowed to lend one to the other. Continues the Mishnah, v'meinam amina, if I don't have faith that you're going to pay this loan of Yontiv or Shabbos back, so the din is, maniach talisa yatzlei, the Mishnah said, I give you my talis, v'ois my cheshbalach for Shabbos. Itmor, we learned, havos, Yontiv, concerning havos that are made on Yontiv, there's a machloikas, Rabbi Yosef, I'm a loin nitna litava, v'rabo amar nitna litava, could I go to Bezin and collect a loan that was made on Yontiv or not? So Rabbi Yosef said, I don't have a koyach of Bezdin to collect this loan. And Rabbi says, I do have a koyach to go to Bezdin to collect this loan. What is the swore of each one? Rabbi Yosef Amar Loi Nitn L'Tava, I do not have a power of Bezdin to collect this loan. The E Amrat Nitn L'Tava, if you're going to say that I could collect it with a Bezdin, Asi L'Michtav. So if I know that I can collect this with a Bezdin, I want to make sure I have all my records straight, because I'm going to have to be going to Bezdin to prove it. So I'll write it down. So the whole purpose over here is that he doesn't write it down on Shabbos. If he knows he can collect in Bezdin, he will come to write it down. Even if he doesn't say Halveni, he'll come to write it down. The Mishnah only asked it by Halveni. Rabba Amar Nitna Litova, that a loan made on Yontiv could be collected in Bezdin. The Yamrat Loi Nitna, if you're going to say it cannot be collected in Bezdin, Lo Yavle, I'm not going to give you a loan. I'm worried that I will not get it back and I won't be able to collect in Bezdin. Vaslim Liam Simchas Yontiv. So I won't lend you the item, and I'm going to prevent you from having Simcha on Yontiv. Therefore, you have to say that Nitna Litova. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, im einem amino im anich talisa etzloi. So I amrat bishlam eloi nitn li tava mishmach manich talisa etzloi v'oisi moi chesh ben lachar Shabbos. So if you say I can't go to Bezdin, it makes sense why I'll keep your garment if I don't trust you. El I amrat nitn li tava, if you say I could collect this loan that was made on Yontiv in Bezdin, am I manich talisa etzloi, why do I need your talis litn li v'litvei? Give him the wine, the kata yain or kata Sheben, and then after the Yontiv, go to Bezdin. What do I need his talis for? The Gemara says, no proof. Really, it could be that it is Nitin Litova. Why do I need his garment? Amar Loi Beina Deleik and Bedina Vedina. I don't want to get into litigation. I don't want to get into the court system with Dayanim and a case. So this way, I have a security. I know I'm going to get, he doesn't pay me, I keep his security. If somebody shechted a por, and this was on Rosh Hashanah, and precisely was on the 30th day of Elul. The 30th day of Elul is a swing day. It could either be the 30th day of Elul, or it could be the first day of Tishrei. So he shechted a por on the 30th day of Elul, the chilka b'Rosh Hashanah, and he divided it up. In other words, they used to, when you slaughtered an animal, since they had no refrigeration, so they used to look for enough people who would buy into the porah. And on credit, on Yontiv, I would say, would you like to be part of this? And we'll make a cheshbon after Yontiv, how much you owe me. So that's what he did. So, im hoya chodesh me'ubur, if Elul was 30 days, and this is speaking about was on Shemitah, and we know that Shemitah Sofim, when is Shemitah Meshameh? The last day of the Shemitah year, which this was. This was the last day of the Shemitah year, because it was the 30th of Elul of the Shemitah year. So then, Meshameh, so then it wipes off the chayv. Here I let you buy into the parah. You owe me money, but on this last day of Elul, this money becomes cleaned off the slate. I don't owe you the money because it's the last day of Shemitah is mevatel all chayvus the imlav. But if it's not the 30th day of Elul, what is it? The first day of Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah, Eina Mishamed. Then it's already the 8th year, it's the next year. Memeil, there's no Shemitah's Ksav. Frey the Gemara, V'iloi Nitin L'Tava, if you're going to say a loan made on Yontiv, I cannot collect in Bezdin, my Mishamed. What am I being mishamed? I can't collect it in Bezdin anyway. So look, the Meforshim speak out, the halacha is, as we're going to learn further in the sugya, that on Shemitah, when you come and you want to pay me this loan that was absolved by Shemitah, I have to tell you, mishamed, I don't want to take your loan. I don't want your payment, because Schmidt is Mishamed. If you insist, no, I want to pay it back, then I'm allowed to take it. So what's the Gemara's kasha here? The Gemara's kasha is, if you cannot collect a loan on Yontif and Besdin, what is the Schmidt to Tuing Oif? So we could say the Schmidt is still Tuing Oif, because if it's just Alts Yontif, if you want to pay me the loan, I'm allowed to accept it. But if it's Al Shmita, then I'm supposed to tell you, no, I don't want to accept it. Must be that our Gemara thought at this point that Shmita just means that there's no chiv to pay up in Besdin. So the Gemara says, I don't have a chiv anyway, because it's Yontiv. What am I gaining? It must be Alts Yontiv Nitin Litova, Alts Shmita not Nitin Litova. But and for the Gemara, shiny awesome, the Gloy Mils the Chaylu. The Gemara says a chap that what when is Shmita the Mishamet if the 30th day was Elul? If the 30th day of Elul, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yontif. So if it's not if it's not Yontif, it doesn't go into the question of a loan on Yontif, whether it has a Koyach Bezdin or not. It's not a loan of Yontif. The Mela just has to do with the Inyan of Shmit. Toshimami Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa. Imlav Eina Mishamet. And if it was not the 30th day of El, but it was really the first day of Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, then it's not Mishamet. If you're going to say a loan on Yontif could go to Besdin, Haine Diktani Eina Mishamet. So that's why the Mishnah says that it could have gone to Besdin, but and now it's Eina Mishamet. Shmita has no power over it either, and you can go to Besdin. If you're going to tell me a loan made on Yontif has no tvi in Besdin, am I Eina Mishamet? So what are you saying? It's not Mishamet, and you can collect it in Besdin, but it's a loan of Yontif. It's the first day Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't help me. The fact Eina Mishamet, I don't have a chiv to give it to you Alts Yontif either. And for the Gemara, the Yoev Le Shokel. No, if it would be only if we remove the Shmita factor, then if I give it to you, you're allowed to take it. That's what it means over here. Mechlal, the Gemara says, the ratio, in the ratio where it was the 30th day of El, which was part of last year, are you telling me that if I give it to you, you cannot accept it? So the Gemara says, ratio, tzarech lemei melei mishamet ani. In the ratio where it's a Shmita din, then the halach is, I must tell you that Shmita is mishamet. I don't want to take your payment. Seifa, where it's not a Shmita din, because it's the first day of Tishrei, like tzarech lemei melei mishamet. I don't have to tell you that it's Mishamed, and then I have to pay you because of the halach of Yontif. Kiddush Nun, as we learned in the Mishnah, Hamach Shechayv B'Shvius, if somebody wants to return a Chayv in Shvius, Yar Meloi, the Malvi should say to Mishamet Ani, I don't want the loan. Ve'im Ar Meloi Afa Bekein, and if the Loiv said, I still want to pay you anyway, then you come to me and you're allowed to say it. You're allowed to accept it. Where do you know that you have to say Mishamet? Mishum Shemem, Ve'zed Dvar HaShmita. Pashat Pshat Dvar HaShmita means this is the thing of Shmita. But we're learning, it means these are the words of Shmita, that you have to say out of your mouth that Shmita is Mishamet. Rav Avi Shokel Mashkein. Rav Avi used to take a mashkin. The pashtis, the pshat is, he held that Yontiv is not able to be brought to Besdin, so therefore he would always take a mashkin. Rabba Bar Ula Mara Merume. He would make a trick. In other words, he would a subterfuge. He would lend, but then he was afraid of not getting it back, so he would borrow from the person that he just lent to something else, and then when he would tell him, listen, we're even. You have what I gave you, and I have what you gave me. The Chayin Erev Pesach, the Mishnah continues, that the same thing applies to Erev Pesach Shechal Yois B'Shabbos, that I'm allowed to take a Korban Pesach and will make a settlement after Yontiv. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Magdish on a Pesach B'Shabbos Chagigas B'Yontiv. I'm allowed L'chatchila to be Magdish a Pesach on Shabbos or a Chagiga on Yontiv. Name a Messiah, I'll bring you a ride from our Mishnah. The Chayin Erev Pesach B'Yushalayim Shechal Yois B'Shabbos Manich Talisei Atzlev and the Noitles Pesach V'Oisim Eichesh B'Lach Yontiv. So I'm allowed to buy, it comes out, a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Chal Yois B'Shabbos, it's on Shabbos, and how can I buy it? I have to be Magdish it. So you see a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to be Magdish L'chatchila Korban Pesach on Shabbos or Yontif. And for the Gemara, no raya. Hach ma'askinen b'memana acher mimah al-pisk. It's speaking about a case where they already had made it Hegdish, and they had a whole group that was going to eat into this with this Korban Pesach, and now he wanted to join that group, so he's not the mikorim migdish rekoy. It's already Hegdish. I'm not making it Hegdish, so it's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan that you can be magdish something from our Mishnah on Shabbos. Aivon nant nan ein nimnim al-behema b'tchil b'yontif. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that you could be magdish something on Shabbos?
Shabbos, it says that ein nimna beima b'tchil b'yantiv. How could you say over here that he could buy into this korban of the group? You can't do that on yantiv. The Gemara answers, shani hacha kiven de rugel etzloi keman de imni meimi kardamay. This person has been part of this group for many years. So Mimela, it's as if he's not being magdish l'chatchila because he's already part of this group for many years. The Gemara now asks reverse. We had a tzad in the Gemara that you're not allowed to be magdish on Shabbos. How could you say you're not allowed to v'atana rabbi shaholich adam etzel roya rugel etzlei? If I know this shepherd, I can go to v'noitzlei. The royal will give me tlal apischa umagdishai the yaitzaboy. So here it says beferish that I could be magdish this sheep that the roy is giving me on Shabbos, and I'm allowed to do it. So the Gemara says no. Hasanami kiven the rugel. That's like Dushlemi Kara. I used to go to the Soraya every year, so Mimele he already included, he was Magdish from before. Iva Magdish Tani. It says, Umagdishoy, that I'm making Hegdish. So it's not that the Roya did it for me, I'm making it Hegdish. The Gemara answers, Hegdish Ilavi Mid Rabbanan. He was only Magdishit Mid Rabbanan. Means the Rabbanan wanted that I should speak out specifically that this thing is Hegdish. But Mid Rice, it's already Hegdish from before. We're just two more lines. Umi Yom Rabbi Yochan Hachi. Did Rabbi and say that you're allowed to be magdish something on Shabbos or Yom Tov Chatchila. Allah is like a stam mishnah. Tonight we learned a stam mishnah. Loi magdish and loi marichin. You can't make erichin. Loi machrim and you can't designate things to the kahanim or to the bedek abayis. Loi magbi and trumas meisters. You can't take off trumas meisters. Kol elu be Yom Tov Ramukavachayim Shabbos. You can't do it on Yom Tov. Certainly not on Shabbos. So here it says beferish. Rabbi Yochanan learns like a stam mishnah that it's usher to do it. The Gemara answers loi kasha. Kam bechayvish kavul as man. If it's a chagigah marshal that you have to bring on Yontif, or a Pesach that you have to bring on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you have to be makriv, this is the day when it's kavua. So since you're allowed to be makrivit on Shabbos or Yontif, you're also allowed to be magdish l'chatchila, Rabbi Yochanan says on Shabbos or Yontif. But whereas something that could wait till after Shabbos or Yontif, so you're not allowed to be makrivit on Shabbos or Yontif, then ain't a chanami, it's also to be magdish on Shabbos and Yontif as well.
The clock is off. But he started with that clock, so it's not.
That's all.